there after the 3-day yontif or something like that. So you don't need the entertainment, right? You just need the Torah content. Right? So we can go faster without any entertainment today, correct? No entertainment. But it says like this. In the Parsha, it talks about Shiluach Machnas. Shiluach Machnas. Now, right away, when you hear that, you get worried and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, is he going to talk about those psukim that when we get to, we skip? You know, Shiluach Machnas and something about Zavim and Mitzayra and all those words. Yes, that's what I'm going to talk about. That's exactly it. Isn't it so exciting, right? So I'm going to show you how this is extremely Nagaya. Extremely Nagaya. And this is something in the news of recent, is something of major discussion, right? The Arabs, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, they claim that what really gets them angry and want to kill Jews is when Jews go up to Har Bais. Jews up to Har Bais. Now, the Baisa, it's probably not the reason. The reason is probably because they are Rishayim and Reitzchim, Mestama, right? But you know, we don't want to give them a reason. So let's at least die if it's like, is there any validity at all to be going up to Har Bais? Because some foolish individual, right? I mean, she claims to be a rabbi, wrote a whole thing about, you know, not only the mutter to go up to Har Bais, but the chshivas of going up to Har Bais. Right? So let's at least L'chol HaPoch is Dan, based on Mamish the Makairis, which is Negev this week's Pasha. And Shaluch Machanas of where there are certain people that are not allowed to be in certain places. Right? You all know Kayhanim, Lahavdil, the other direction, can't be in a basic forest. Now, what in the other direction? The more Kaddish a Makim is, the more it's not Soifel, certain people. Tommy Mason, people that have Tumas that are called Tumas Ayyotse Migufai, which means either carry or a Tumas Zav or a Tumas that comes out of the body. There's even a Mosig of a Tumas Mitzayra, which is a Tumas which doesn't allow you to be even in a lesser level of Kedusha place. So let's just push it down today. Well, down to Shiloh's of our bias. It's really out to Shiloh, and we're very, very wealthy people. We have a Tshuva from Rav Maitre that already discussed the Shiloh in Beis Kufyud Gimel. The Tshuva of the Minchas Yetzel, because Yard Sites, I think, tomorrow. There's already something, you know, there's already literature that's been discussed. There's ain't Chadash Tachas al Shemesh. Anybody who discusses it now, as if it's like a new Shiloh, is just push it missing the boat. It's not a new Shiloh. So what's the Shiloh? I'll bring you the Makar. There's a Rambam, right? The Rambam says like this, and the truth is that that's the start of the whole Inyan. Is Kipshutai, just like we know that today Shemitah, Orla, all these things we know are all Drabbanon. In Eretz Yisrael, Trumas Maestris, everybody knows they're all Drabbanon. What's it based on? Kipshutai, it's based on the fact that the Kitcha, Kedusha Rishayna, seems to have been somewhat batal. The Kedusha Rishayna that was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael through the Kibbish of Yeshua, of Echleis, of Ezra, it seems to be that Kiddush is bottle, the Harai it's bottle, because the Trumas and Maestris is not the Raisa. Everybody here knows that Trumas and Maestris is not the Raisa. Shemitah is not the Raisa. It's a Drabanan. Because, you know, like Zera, that when Mashiach will come, we have to go back to the old Matziv or whatever. But it's not the Raisa. Kipshutai, if it's not the Raisa, it would lend us to believe that if I'm going to tell you in a moment that to go up to Har Bais, in Har Bais there are two major parts which are Negeos today, which is the part which is the Har Bais itself. We'll call it the Har Bais. That'll be called Machane Levi. Right? Har Bais is the part right after the wall, let's say. We'll see in a minute. It's not as simple as that. But let's say that area. In that area, you're not allowed to go if you have any tumah that came out of your body. And the process to be matire yourself, we'll see, is not so simple. And then there's a further place, which is called the Chel. The Chel is the actual, it's more the Makam Shechina itself. And the Chel, to make a long story short, there you can't go if you're Tumas Meis. Meaning, Har Bais, which I'll get practical in a moment, but Har Bais, you can't go if you're a Tuma Yotze from the Guf, right? But if you're a Tumas Meis, you could go. Tumas Meis is not ejected from that Makim. But the Chel, the part of the Machane Shechina, you can't go. And that's Ramesh in this week's Pasha. That's what it says in the Pasha. And the Tumas Meis, he's not allowed to go to the Chel. Go out of the Mitzayra, like I mentioned before. He's not allowed to be on the other side of the Kaisal, because the Mitzayra can't be in what's called the Machane Yisrael. Nowadays, it's not Senegeya, because we can't have a Tumas Mitzayra unless a Kayan proclaims the person to be a Mitzayra. Right? So we don't have any Kayanim. I mean, we hope that are walking around claiming next time if a Kayan comes near you and he sees a little white blotch on you and he says something, right, kill him before he says something. You're going to be in big trouble. But Akubon, that's Tachlis. No? So Maisa, the Rambam, Kipshuta should come out that nowadays, to go into the Makam HaMikdash, to go into Har Bais, Kipshutai should come out that it's not deraisa. That's what you would think. It's not deraisa, because why is it different than Shemitah, that the Kedusha doesn't create a matzav that Shemitah is deraisa? So too, going into the base of Mikdash, that Kedusha should be bata, we're probably just a derabanan. But there's an incredible Rambam. How many times did the Rambam, does he ask a kasha in Yad Chazaka? It's interesting, though. How many times, you know? It's not many. The Rambam says like this. He says, Kol Makom, I'll get right to the point here. He says, it's the way it works is that we'll skip all this. He says like this. The halacha is that today you're really allowed to be makriv korbanos, right? Theoretically. We'll see soon. We have other problems because we don't have big day kahuna and whatnot. But theoretically, you're allowed to be makriv korbanos. Afal pi she'ein sham bayis. Even though there's no beis hamikdash. And you can eat kachin really in the azar. Afal pi that it's chareva. So he says, why? Because Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shait the Kitchel Lasad Lafai. He says explicitly not like we just said. He says that the Kedusha that was on Har Bayis remained. So the Rambam asked the Kasha, for Lama. How many times in Yad Chazaka does the Rambam ask the words Lama? You can do it nowadays, you can press the button and you can know how many. I know how many, but you can press the button and find out. Velama, maybe I pressed the button. No. Velama ni oimer ba mikdash for Yushalayim. Why do I say this? That in the mikdash in Yushalayim, the Kedusha remained, but in Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, Linyan Shvias, and Linyan Trumas and Maestras, it went away. Why do we say that? So he says there's a very big aside. He says, because Kedusha's HaMikdash in Yerushalayim has nothing to do with the building. Incredible. It has nothing to do. Mimnei HaShechina. V'Shechina ain't a butler. Dainu, the Shechina found a resting place. When David HaMelech was Miyasei, the foundation of Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina found over there a resting place. And he remained. Shechina didn't go anywhere, right? That's why you go to the Kaisel and you daven, and the pasuk in Yerushalayim says, "Shechina leizaza misham mi'olam." Shechina never left there. Right? The Shechina leizaza. V'areyu oimer v'shimoisi es mikdashechem. He brings a pasuk. It says, "I was mshoimem your mikdash. I destroyed the mikdash." Afal pisha shoimem, but the kedusha ain't them. They're battered. They're destroyed. But the kedusha remains. Aval and Eretz Shvias and Maisris. What's that talian? That's talian kibbish. It's not me saying. He says the requirement of trumas of Maisris and all these things is dependent on kibbish. Is on the capturing. So he says, but kaven shenelkecha miyadam. So once it was recaptured by the goyim captured it. Sorry, they're captured by the goyim. Batal the kibbish, and then it's gone. Right? Ezra came and he didn't. Like kitchen be kibbish. Eli took it be chazaka. V'lefika kol makim that they did nish whatever. And nowadays we didn't do kibbish, etc., etc., etc. So tachlis, to make a long story short, shvias and trumas and maisus and all these things is tali in kibbish. Kibbish has to be with the melech. Kibbish has to have its rules. So we don't have kibbish on Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since we don't have kibbish, we're tali in the decisions of Trump, and we're tali in the decisions of this one. It's not called kibbish, right? It's accurate, right? But that's the reality. What should I tell you, right? So we're tali in all these decisions. But the maisa, to make a long story short, we don't have kibbish. So therefore, our trumas and maisris is not the maisa. It's only the rabbanim. But beis hamikdash, Kedusha of Har HaBayis is not dependent on the building. And it's not dependent on Kiddush. It's dependent on one thing. Is the Mokim Helig? Once the Shechina was there, it remains. So Melech Zok the Rambam, and this is Kipat, the Magen Avraham brings it down. I'll read you the Lashon. Magen Avraham says, therefore, right, it's in Tavkuf Samach Aleph. Magen Avraham brings, he says, therefore, this nice Lashon, if anybody was ever nervous and wanted to know, he says, the Rambam, we'll see in a minute where he quotes. He says, "Divrei Rambam shririn v'kayomim, they're chay v'kayim, and they remain." So it says, "Umemela, a person hanichnas lahar bayis bisman azeh chayiv koris. Someone who goes into our bayis bisman azeh chayiv koris. Who paskins like this? Magen Avraham, everybody. Mishabura in Siman Tovkuf Samach Aleph, our Rebbe, Mishabura says in Sifkat and Dalit, hanichnas lahar bayis chayiv koris." The end. The year is over. Okay. Right. So what's going on? What's like even the Avim? It's over. In the Likutei Halachas, the Chafetz Chaim is a sefer on Kachim. It's a halacha sefer when he brings out all the halachas of Kachim. Over there, the Chafetz Chaim paskins and nichnas to any part of Har Bayis, chayiv koris bisman hazeh. Right. Now the truth is, truth be known, on the Shitas Rambam, there's a Ravid, The Ravid argues. He brings a raya. He says he doesn't understand. He brings a raya. It's a little bit of a complicated raya. He brings a raya that by Meiser Sheni, so it says over there by Meiser Sheni that Yirkavu, that you have to, if you have Meiser Sheni, you'd have to let it rot because we don't have Lifnei Hashem. The Ravid over there, the Magen Avraham says the Ravid's kasha is not a kasha bechlal, and the Divrei Aramba Mitzri and Kayamim, and he's bottle neged all of the pice, and we don't pass them like the Ravid. Okay, so there was a chief rabbi, very chief. A lot more chief than he was rabbi, right? Many years ago, and his name was Gorin. And he, oh, did he have such dreadful stupidity to say? Ay, ay, ay. Everything that was stupid that he had ability to say, he not only said it, he would write it on a piece of paper. That's the dumbest thing. Everyone knows when you're angry at somebody, right? So don't text him, right? I don't even have a text and I know that, right? Mm-hmm. What? Because now he has it. And you're going to write something stupid, that's it. Now he has it, right? And for the rest of eternity, it's there, right? It's like, I know this with messages. You never leave like an angry message. You this, that, right? Now he has it. Right? Now everybody knows what an idiot you are, right? It's the same thing when you're writing Tshuva Tzvar. Never write stupidity, right? Because now, le'olam v'olam, netzach netzachim, right? They'll all know it, and they'll all be able to say everything ridiculous that you write. The things that I write, you know, I write to myself, put on a little piece of paper, I check it a few times, I show it to this guy, yeah, we can this guy, show it to that guy, right, and all my friends, and done, Smurfs, and done, you know, and everybody, and then shine, if it's good, we print it, if not, and everybody has to know. So first thing he writes like this, you have to understand, he didn't have a kasha teretz in this, he had a desire, his desire was to go up to Har Habayis. And so now, he has to come and explain why everybody in the history of Klal Yisrael until that point was wrong. Okay, so he starts like this. He starts out and he says, well, I know what you're going to say. That you chayiv kareis if you go up to Har Habayis. Because it says it in the Magen Avraham, right? And the Mishabura, and the Aguda, and all of the paiskin that ever lived. Chutz from the Ravid. So he says, but I paskin like the Ravid. Right? Now, stam, in rules of Psak, this is rule number one. Right? Rule number one is that the Magen Avraham is the king. Right? And the Mishabura, right, is like, I don't know, King Shani, Mishnah Melech. You can't say the words, I don't paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. You just can't say that, right? You can't say, and you certainly can't say the words, I don't paskin like the Magen Avraham, right? And if you are the Taz, right, living in Krakow in the year 1647, right? So then you could say, I don't paskin like the Magen Avraham, right? Yeah, Magen Avraham was a young whippersnapper and whatever. I don't paskin like the Magen Avraham. But there comes a point where you're no longer allowed to say that. We have reached that point. Yeah. So he got up and he says, I paskin like the Ravid. But let's say, maybe Taka is as big as the Magen Avraham. How do you know? Right? Maybe he's as big as the Magen Avraham. Okay. So now he's as big as the Magen Avraham. And he says, look, so I paskin like the Ravid, so you're allowed to go up to Har Habayis. Okay. The problem is like this. The problem is, all of the Poiskim that lived before him agreed that the Ravid argued on the Rambam. But all the Ravid says is he doesn't understand the Rambam, that the Rambam says you're chayiv kareis. He never said it's mutter. Even the Ravid never said it's mutter. So this is machlokes. The Binyan see in Taka says that it's us, the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kaczynski, the Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, he writes that they have a Kabbalah in the Ravid, that the Ravid held still as a deraisa. But nonetheless, it's awesome. So that's problem number one. You can't go up to Har Habayis, paid according to the Rambam, paid according to the Ravid. Okay. Problem number two. So he said, okay, look, what's the problem? The problem is that you're saying we're Tamei Beis. So Tamei Beis, so we won't go, like we said before, to the part called the Chel. What's the Chel? The Chel is the Machane Shechina. Now, where's the Chel? Do you know where the Chel is? Do you know where the Chel is? So Gorin knows where the Chel is. Right? How does he know where the Chel is? Now, let me explain before I continue. Again, if you're going to go, we have to go get rid of the Tumas from the body in a minute. We'll go to the mikvah. We'll figure that out. Fine. But if we have Tumas Mace, it's checkmate. Because once you go into the Chel, then you have Karis, at least according to the Rambam, and maybe according to the Ravid, it's Asur, and whatever. Fine. So how do you, and Tumas Mace, even Goran admits we don't have no Paraduma. Right? You know, as much as Inky tried to pour, and that poor cow is suffering away, but you know, it didn't work. And therefore, we don't have the Paraduma. The Chazanish writes it one place. If we would have a Paraduma, we'd be able to use it. Right? But, you know, we don't have one. So, zero. So what are you going to do now? We don't have a Paraduma. So he says, fine. So we just won't go to the Chel. We'll go on the other side of Har Habayis because it's so important to us to go to the other side of Har Habayis. It's extremely important because you're obviously not living fine without having gone. Right? So therefore, we're going to go to Har Habayis. Where are we going to go? Non-Chel. Where's the Chel? Okay. So, the Chel, we don't know where the Chel is. So what do you do when you don't know where the Chel is? You go to the archaeologists. Right? So you go to the archaeologist, so you knock on the archaeologist's head, right? Where's the chel? Oh, the chel is here. Okay? This is the chel. Okay. So this is one of the most incredible tshuvas ever written by Rav Moshe Feinstein. So they told Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Goren said, now everyone knows, Rav Moshe was nishkaven from the Kanoim, right? That's why I take the liberty today of making as much late sunnis as I want. Yeah, because Rav Moshe wasn't known for his, like, you know, maybe against the this and, you know, against the Medina Israel. Rav Moshe, everyone knows, there was no, Rav Moshe had no Kanoyes. He wasn't his Shnitachal. So first they tell Rav Moshe, this is an interesting tshuva, they tell Rav Moshe, but the chief rabbi said like that. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva to explain that there's no such thing as chief rabbi. Mm-hmm. It's not like you know, it's almost like a late sonnet. Rav Moshe writes, like, it's not like the chief of the Indians, you know, he wears the big this and the dog, right? It doesn't work like that. It's the biggest guy and he's not him, right? So it's not, that's not a title. So they said to Rav Moshe, but he asked his friends, the archaeologist, right, and the astrologist and everything, the whole time up there, he asked them, where's the chel? And they said they know where the chel is. Right? So Rav Moshe said, we don't know where the chel is. Right? That's the answer. Right? But the archaeologists know. So, that's not the right place. Right? Why? Because they each got some remosin. That's the rule. Whoever eats in the velas, we don't believe him if he needs big rule in life. The guy that walks in, you know the guy who walks into the shtiebel? Guy comes over. You know the guy? He walks in and he says, I'm a Mashiach. You know that guy? You know that guy? You know that guy? Right? Big rule. Anybody that walks in and starts saying, I'm a Mashiach. I'm a Shiach. You know the guy, right? You know the guy. You go like this. Dude. I'm a Shiach. I say, no, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, how do you know? I'm God. I didn't send you. That guy. Right? You know that guy? It's a big insight in life. Anybody who walks into a room and says, I know where the chel is. Right? So if you're watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, Shah. Right? So then you can believe him, because I also don't want to go into that room with the snake and went, okay. Right? But, right, once the popcorn runs out, right, so then don't listen to him and decide to go where he says the chel is not. Oh, so Rav Moshe writes it a little bit more, you know, I guess, educated than I'm saying. Rav Moshe writes, look, even if you'll tell me, look, but it has to be, because this is Mishnah and Kalim that discusses where the chel is, and the chel has to be in. So at least if I would stand against the wall like this, right, I know for sure I'm not in the chel, right? So why can't I at least do that? Because it's obviously so important to these people to go on to Har Bayis. So let them at least go this way and walk on. And we'll walk like that on Har Bayis. There's single file. Everybody's there. Single file on the Har Bayis, right? Right? Again, that's obviously not what they're doing. But let's say. So Rav Moshe says you're making a terrible mistake. So Rav Moshe, all it says in the Mishnah is that the chel is a certain amount of distance off the wall. So Rav Moshe, it doesn't say it's equidistant from all the walls. So Rav Moshe, how do you know? Right? This is, you know, Kala Kutara Kula just saying, how do you know? Maybe the eastern wall, for example, or let's say we'll call it the western wall. It's quite the other day, whatever. But let's say the eastern wall. So let's say we know that there's a Gemara that tells us how many Amos it is away from that wall. Meridic. Fine. But it doesn't say anywhere it's equidistant on the other side. We have no idea. Zakhtar Maisha. It's maybe flush against the outside, the western wall. We have no idea. Now, anybody at this point, I'm going to tell you a big insight in life. When Rabbi Feinstein says, we don't know, it means we don't know. Right? It's not like anybody argued over here and had a different shot in the Mishnah. It's unknowable. No one knows the answer to this question. So therefore, Zakhtar Maisha says, Safek Karis, you can't go. So that's out. Okay.
Why can't we go where the Mishnah does say, let's go?
We don't know. I don't know which side. No, we don't know. No, we don't know. We just know that in one place the Mishnah says, let's say, you know, Chav Beis Amos away from the wall. I don't know which wall. So where am I going? It don't go. It just budget doesn't. I can't even get in there because I don't. Okay. So now what do we go by?
Doesn't the Mishnah say it was at an angle, so you can get corners? Doesn't the Mishnah?
No.
Diagrams in
wrong team.
I looked at the diagrams.
The archaeologist diagrams.
No, the diagrams.
Okay. I'll go find him. So now what's next? Okay, but he disagreed with Ramesha. So let's go fight there. So now he said, okay, so Thomas Mays, we took care of, because we're going to stand flush against the wall like this, right? Against Rav Moshe, whatever. But now he's got another problem. He's got Tumah Yaitzei Migufa. He's got Tumah coming out of his mouth. He's got Tumah coming out of his ear. But he's also got Tumah coming out of Yaitzei Migufa. He is Zav and Balkari and all these things. So he says, okay, for that, what's the big deal? Balkari, go to the mikvah. Meh. Right? You make sure you'll go to the mikvah. You'll take off all the chatzitzas. You'll cut the nails. You'll cut the hair. You make a bracha. Shagidishano, mitzvah, sivano. Right? I'll tefillah schnitzel. I'm going to get that right to the mikvah. Right? The problem. Okay. Gevaldik, right? That'd be nice if the only Tumah that we were worried about is Keri. Right? How do you know if someone's a Tumah Zav? If he's a Tumah Zav, and it happened 3 days in a row, some like putrid dikazachim coming out of that pregnancy, you know? Right? Does anybody here know if they were ever a Zav? Like, you know, I won't ask you. You won't ask me, and we'll go back there. You know? Right? But over the course of your lifetime, does anybody know if it happened 3 days in a row, Zav? The Gemara says that Keri is something that comes out, it's Yarek Kechetz. And Zav is something that just comes out in just time schmutz that comes out sometimes. Does anybody know? Right? So that means if it happened 3 days in a row, so now you have to have Shivan Akiyim and you have to bring a Korban. Game over, because you can't bring the Korban because you can't get there. Right? So it don't work, right? Samilo, it doesn't help to go to his mikvah. Right? Okay. Also, another problem. It can't be a regular men's mikvah. Half the men's mikvahs aren't kosher. Right? So it has to be a mikvah, which is a mayim chayim and whatever. So that didn't bother him. So he took everybody, put them in the holy waters, gave them a couple of wafers, boom. Now you can go on to Har Bayis. Thomas Mace, Sha. We know where the chel is. Flush everybody against the wall like this. Okay, Adkan is in Alokhadik. The Stipler, when he wrote a letter against this, the Stipler said something with more seichel, because with Das Torah, you know, they were arguing halacha. Stipler said he's not discussing this. He brings down him and Rashach, they wrote a letter. And the letter said like this. The letter said that you're all going to discuss Thomas Meis and Chael, and anything I'm going to say, you're going to tell me the right, and anything I'm going to say, you're going to tell me flush against the wall, and anything I'm going to say. So you know what? There's another problem, right? We are the people that have foresight, right? What's going to happen? You're right. So you'll go to the mikvah, and you'll do all with the chatzitas, and you'll do all this. He said, but once you start going up, so every chalaini fry guy is going to go up to Har Bayis. No, we're not going to let that. We're going to have a big sign, Mitam Medinat Yisrael, that says, you're not allowed to go up to this place unless you went to a mikvah and were properly took off all the chatzitas, and you're not a zav, and the balkari, right? And thus, and then, now, Maisa, you can go if you want right now, and you'll see, right, a line of people that are going up there. I don't think they went to the mikveh first. I don't think they went to the mikveh, right? And they're right now on their way in, looking at the sign, right? Kissing the mezuzah, right? On their way in, which says, make sure you go to the mikveh before you go in. And he was just basically maksha, like, you know, a large population of Klal Yisrael. And when you read the Stipler, and you see it in practicality, how much pushed brains and seichel these people had, you know, you sort of like, you know, you say, you know, it's kedai to listen to these chevra. It's kedai to listen. Then, what's the next time? The next time is that the Arabs, every time we go up there, they just get nasty. Right? Elamai, you'll say, oh, come on, but they're looking for excuse. But I don't want to be the one to give it to them. Right? It's true. They would kill them for any other reason. They'll find any other thing to kill them for. You know, all the bachrim that walk around going, eh, you know, everybody says, chil Hashem, right? And yeah, they're looking for it. I know, but you don't want to be the cause. You know, you go on all those trips, right? And they always say you're worse than the public school kids. You know, well, I don't know, they still do it. In my time, you know, you're worse than the public school kids, right? The ones that rape, steal, and murder. Right, okay, we're worse than that. Right. We're worse than that. Okay, fine. Right? You know, right? Just be happy. I didn't kill you. What do you mean I'm worse? I didn't kill you. Right? He's sitting there telling, this is like his life's dream. He's able to tell us a story about grass and protons and astrology and whatever. Right? And we're ruining his day. Right? You know, speak why? I'll tell you, Chad, because Chad is, he thinks like, the Shiva guy's chutzpah, you're going to listen. Right? The other guy just happy to kill him. So, you know, but anyways, but you know what? There's something to it. You don't want to be the cause. You don't want to be the goyim of that Chil Hashem, which I tell you, I don't know. You're right. He is looking for trouble, but you don't want to be the goyim of that Chil Hashem, which I tell you, right? In Shemayim, it doesn't work. Over there, there's no games. If there's no games, you can't say, what do you mean he was looking for something? Yeah, but you helped him find it. It don't go up there, which I tell you. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, so you can't go up to Har Bayis. It's us to cover to Raisa Karis. You know, Chazal made an Isser, and you're not allowed to take a shofar. You're not allowed to blow a shofar on Shabbos. Blowing a shofar on Shabbos is something that the whole Klal Yisrael needs. Without it, we are sakana that entire year. If they took away the ability to blow shofar gzeira, because one guy is going to maybe bring the shofar to his Rebbe. I mean, who are we talking about here? The guy who has a Rebbe who's the shofar blower for Brisk, you know? And he's going to go to his Rebbe because he has a shayla in the chumras of blowing shofar. He's going to forget himself and carry the shofar on Shabbos. Right? Bimis Asik, he's going to forget. Right? So they canceled shofar for all of eternity. We can't take shofar on Shabbos because of that one guy. We can't take shofar because of that one guy. You know, you think that maybe Chazal would be concerned to not allow people to go up to Har Bayis even after all these shtiklach Torah, because maybe of that one guy that's going to go on a bimatame. So maybe you'll say like this. You'll say, okay, but maybe I'm being a little bit extreme, because, you know, going and being matame the mikdash is not such a big deal of era. You know, the Chavetz Chaim speaks a Lashon Hara. You know, you're over on, like, you know, every time you speak Lashon Hara, you begin to actually believe this after a while, right? If the Chavetz Chaim tells you you're over on 17 Lavin, 14 Asseis, 3 Arurim, throws in Arurim, Schmackers, you know, like, you know, and you're an Arur this, and an Arur that, and Arur, right? It's so, like, you know, Lashon Hara is the worst of air in the Torah, okay? But Har Bayis, and what I'm going to do, that is Be'ez Lashon Hara. Right? Even though, you know, when you're, even though it's, when you speak Lashon Hara, you're probably over on that also. Everything's in there, right? But you know what? What if I could prove to you that, let's say I could prove to you that, like, going up to Har Bayis, Be'oifen Tameis, let's say, like, the worst of air in the Torah. If I could prove that, yeah, dude. If I could prove that, the worst of air in the Torah, that's impressive. You know, we're always trying to, you know, eating a cheeseburger, b'shas ne'ila, while in one hand you're, you know, cooking basar v'chalav. You know, right? Where's the verse in the Torah? Where's it? So the Tosefta in Shavuos, says, Omar Reb Shimon, Chomer Tumas Mikdas Yosem Mikol Aveir Shebatoyah. The worst Aveir in the Torah is to be Matame the Mikdash, is to go up to Har Bayis. The worst Aveir in the Torah. No, I'm going to prove to you now that you all know this is the worst of air in the Torah. And you're going to go, stuck it right. I'm going to prove it. What is the whole centerpiece of the Avodas Yom Kippur today? When we daven in the Yom Kippur davening, what are we daven the whole time? You know what we should be davening the whole time? We should be talking about the Seir Lazazel. Right? Yeah, Geshmak apart when the cutting is going, right? Bam. Where are we going? No, we're fragnish. Right? And then we take him, right? You know, like Hagba. Whoa! Right? I don't have a TV to die from. Murdik! That's what we should be talking about. Why? Because there, the Seir LaZazel is where you lose all your averus. Seir LaZazel, when you do the Seir LaZazel, that's where all the averus of Klal Yisrael fall off. What do we talk about the entire time? And we feel like mamish. I'm afraid to do this because I don't want to ruin your next Yom Kippur. Hopefully, Mashiach will be here anyways. You know, we sit there, achas, we achas, right? And we're mamish. You know, you're there. Right? The guys like that are like, you know, they're thinking that the guy next to him is turning into a schnitzel, right? So fine. But the guys that are davening, they're there, right? Achas, we achas, right? And he's davening the Yom Kippur. What's that all about? You know what that's all about? The Gemara says that there were two korban, that which got rid of all the Averis was the Seir LaZazel. Right? Gone. Right? That's the Seir LaZazel. But where did the Averis go? What's that whole process there of the Bifnai Bilifnim and all that inside Mamish and the Achas Yachas? You know what that's for? That's for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. That's for one Avera. That's the Avera of somebody that was Metamei, the Mokum of the Shechina. So we spend the Iker Chelik of the Yom Kippur davening. So the Maril, the Abim Menegashka, he has the Kasha. He says, Akasha, yes. Okay, I hear. Back then, maybe. But now? Right? Back then, I hear it's the worst Avera in the Torah. So therefore, we have to spend the entire Yom Kippur davening with B'Fnaim, for that. But now? Now, what's it? So the Maril says, no. Because maybe, Maril, 700 years ago, maybe there's one guy right now in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Krakow. There was nobody in Eretz Yisrael. There were goats. Nobody there in Eretz Yisrael. Right? There's nobody there in Eretz Yisrael. And there's maybe one guy. Mariel writes this. So for all of Klal Yisrael, for until Mashiach will come, there's maybe one guy 700 years ago when everybody was either in Krakow or in Casablanca, right? And maybe there's one guy left in Eretz Yisrael right now, and Waze isn't working, you know? And he's sitting there going like this, what's this? Uh-oh, right? And he might accidentally have stepped on Gorin's foot inside the other side of the Kaisel, and he might have gone in there, and he's Metame Mikdash V'Kedoshav, and because of that, L'Oilam Vad, until Mashiach will come, that is what we focus on in the Yom Kippur davening. Says it the worst of air in the Torah. So who asked you to come along and say it's mutter? What are you doing, Michal? So what's the big moral of the story? The moral of the story is like this, right? Whatever is stupid, never write down. That's the biggest sight in life. Because then they'll all know you're stupid. Okay? That's my. That you all have a good Shabbos.
Hey, Shani, Shumas and Maisel is the Rabbanon? According to the law?